How's Mount Shasta there? Is that where you are? Where did you go? Phoenix? I forget where you went.
Hello?
Sedona, that's where you went. Hi, Helen, where are you?
Yeah.
Are you in Sedona?
I'm in Sedona. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay, hi, everybody. I'm so happy to be back for a few minutes. Can I please have a message?
Sure. And then we'll take a message from Sedona.
Okay.
One moment, sweetheart. And say your first name, please.
Helen.
Receive your gifting. Receive your gifting. As you open up to the light, you're going to realize you're receiving transmissions of communication that have a pronouncement. In other words, you're learning how to read Braille is what they're saying. So with Braille, you read without your physical eyes. That's what you're learning to do. You're learning to be a seer. You're learning to receive energy and to remember, there's no accident you went after Carmen. So we were talking about how this world isn't real. And so the point is, when we're no longer attached to the physical, we receive communication out of the body. That's what you're learning how to do. And when I said communication out of the body, the energies in my body were just so delightful. That's what you're all about right now, is you're learning how to be telepathic. You're learning how to receive energy and have it teach you. Is there mountain ranges or something? They're talking to you?
We've been hiking. Yeah, they've been talking to me. Yeah, it's really
okay.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
So you're learning, and say your name again, please.
Helen.
You're learning how to open up to full broadcast. And you're doing really well, but you want to remember there's more to come. There's more to come. The less emphasis we have on the tangible, the more we really realize that most of truth is actually invisible. It helps us to shift gears, and that's what they're helping you do. They're helping you to be most interested in the total light spectrum. They're showing me like rays and rainbows, but to receive communication on those various entry points. And say your name again, please.
Helen.
When you remember that there's no lack, in other words, that the physicality really isn't real, the only thing real is love, it'll help you to sort of drop your, tangible emphasis. So what you're doing, I think you're just doing everything right, but what you're, they don't like that I say but, and say your name one more time, please.
Helen.
And I look, I just see a symphony. So you're learning how to hit all the keys. Relax. You know when you stare at something, you don't see anything, but then when you have kind of a gaze, then you start seeing more. The more you can relax, the more you can drop the mind, the more you go into the heart, your sensitivities will keep increasing. So that's what they're helping you do. This is not just for your journey there. This is what you're going to be bringing back with you. So this is like your full-time vocation here. It's real, like just like the birds. You know, what were the birds just saying? So this is the sort of thing where you're going to really move into eventually interstellar communication. There are light ships there that you're sensing somewhat. You may open up further. So there are communications that are continuing to catch your awareness. The more that you, and say your name one more time, please.
Helen.
Pay attention to your impressions to others also. I feel like there's something to be gained there, where they're helping you drop the ego, they're helping you drop your linear projections and to receive like deeper awarenesses. There's somebody you're with or will be with where you're receiving communications on different levels. So that's what you're learning to open up to as well. All right.
I'm sorry that I'm receiving with this person?
Yes, that they could be a storekeeper. I don't know who they are, but they're pretty evolved. You're going to be receiving teachings or dialogues on a higher level. It's just like when we do the attunements. I'm talking blah blah blah, but there are energies, and they're saying they're voiceovers. In other words, they're communications on different levels, depending on someone's reach. So that's what's being offered to you as well. All right, I think that is complete. Let me make sure and say your name again, please.
Helen.
Yeah, enjoy. And do you have a question?
So I just have a question. Yeah,
sure.
I do. Thank you, that was awesome. Well, the other night, we've been hiking a lot and I'm sensing a lot, and I've been sitting outside and the stars are just amazing, and I'm totally connecting, seeing little flickers in the sky. But one particular day was the other day where I came in, it was like 1 a.m, and then I fell asleep and I woke up at like 3 a.m, and I woke up vibrating. My whole body was like vibrating.
Nice.
And I was like, wow, and it went on for like a half an hour, and then I felt all this heat swirling around me,
mm-hmm.
and then I went back to sleep. What was that all about? Was that like a pretty large download?
Yeah, they're saying it's not your first time receiving that, so this is going to be like in other words, get with the program. Like, this is going to be an ongoing process as you continue to integrate and to open up. So they're helping you to increase your sensitivities. So this is going to be like, you know, like an ongoing journey in essence. Yeah, so it's good. It's good. So again, the point is to then use that energy for increased attractiveness, increase your manifestation abilities, keep increasing, what I notice. But in addition to that, they're helping you to like increase your sensitivities. And it's just like what I was saying, like I can see my dog and it's like, oh, my dog's walking through my house. But then at other times, there's this like master of light that is communicating with me in the form of a dog. So it has to do, it's not about that energy. He's always present. It's just whether I'm present and what state I'm present in. So this is where they're helping you to commit to that higher place of light, that higher extreme. So I feel like you're doing a really good job. But, you know, keep going. Keep going.
Keep going, so I'm doing good.
Yeah.
Okay, and one more question, if I may.
Sure.
When I get back to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, I have a challenging situation. Not really challenging, but I'm going to have to move from where I'm at. Is there any messages that I can get?
What would you like to know?
Am I going to be guided to where I need to go and helped? I mean, we always are, but
okay.
Just a confirmation.
All right, so let's go back to that. They're saying, let's rewind the tape. Am I going to be guided? And so this is where you're still living in and out of form,
right.
Is the point.
Thank you.
And you're just everyone else's mirror, so there's nothing unusual about that. But that's the whole point. It's just, what do we believe? What do we believe?
Right.
What is our natural state? And so this is where we're releasing that old timeline. And they're showing me just psychically the card Passion Ignited. And you look just like that lady in that card, Passion Ignited. Because as you align with your passion, as you really remember your truth, how could you not be guided? Because like they're saying, you know, to dissect your question, you know, well, what if I fall into the trance of separation and I'm not guided? First of all, we always are, but we don't always hear. But this is the point, the same person that's vibrating is wondering whether they'll be guided. And they say that to you, like really as a teaching for all of us, because that's where we're still walking in two worlds. So as you will come on board, of course, you're going to be guided. But I'll pull a final outcome card just for fun. And say your name again, please.
Helen.
Thank you. Yeah, release your, the only thing I get is emotional control. So release your control. What I got before is be clear on what's important. There's some things that you think are important that aren't nearly as important as other things to you. So for some people, it's the view. For some people, it's the quiet area. You know, like everyone has different preferences. So just be clear on what's really important and what isn't, and that'll help you arrive with ease and grace.
Okay. And the light chips are connecting, so that's all good.
Okay.
Awesome.
It's all good. Enjoy.
Lots of love from Sedona to everybody. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take in that energy.
Okay. Send in lots of it. It's
all right. Really awesome. We receive.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, honey.